Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Woo! I love this song. We were just saying how we loved doing our cheerleading routines to this back in the day.
When we were 14, 15
years old. Yeah, we were breaking out our old 90s moves. Oh, yeah.
I was in college by then, but that's okay.
Shout out to college. Well, you are in the right place. We are having a little dance party here on the Real Housewives of New York AfterBuzz show for you. It's season 7, episode 10, Pop of Cray. Definitely a cray-cray episode. What do we think, ladies? I thought it was another fabulous, drama-filled, fun episode.
It did not disappoint. There were a lot of little fights to dissect. It was quite delicious.
It was a very confrontational episode, and sometimes confrontation was shut down, and sometimes it was hashed out, and we see closure, which is always kind of nice. I felt like this episode had a ton of awesome fashion in it. You were commenting on Carol's outfit. I loved we both loved Bethany's dress, Carol's lipstick, and Kristen's eye makeup.
Oh my gosh.
And of course, when it comes to fashion, oh my gosh, I don't know if you guys have seen the trailer for the Astronaut Wives Club.
Yes.
But the fashion looks absolutely amazing. It's 1960s, so it's glamorous. It's Mad Men-esque. It's really fun, very housewifey. And this summer on ABC, we're going to be seeing it and flashing back to the 1960s when America is racing to send a man into space. 7 elite pilots become the country's first astronauts. While these brave men are hurtled through space on death-defying missions, the press turn a spotlight on their wives.
Ooh.
Following their every move, American audiences could not get enough. As the husbands become heroes, the wives rocketed to stardom. Not only is it an awesome TV show, but it was based on the best-selling book, The Astronaut Wives Club. It's a story of the first ladies of space. Through triumph and tragedy, they forged a friendship that lasted more than 50 years. The countdown is on to the fun and thrilling story behind the greatest adventure in American history. It may have been one small step for man, but it was one giant leap, of course, in fabulous heels. For America's most famous wives, this summer, blast off on the ride of a lifetime. The Astronaut Wives Club premieres Thursday, June 18th. On ABC.
Ooh, nice. Don't miss it.
It seems very juicy, and I think it's great that we're getting to talk about it during our show because it seems like a Housewives. There's drama, but they're fun, but they're like, seriously, the costuming is killing me right now because I just love that look and stuff.
They're the inspiration for today's Real Housewives.
They are.
They were the original Housewives.
Exactly.
And they had that flight attendant show for a while.
Oh, yeah,
so I feel like they're coming up with some really, really neat and different ideas and maybe bringing something that's like reality into a more of a scripted series.
Yes.
So obviously based off a book in real life, but... So it's kind of, I think it's cool.
I love anything that takes place.
Sounds really great.
Me too.
And premieres on the 18th of June on ABC.
But let's get back to our Real Housewives of New York. Flashing forward to New York here in present day. So we start picking back up with the fight that we ended with last week. So Bethany and Heather have kind of fallen apart at the seams and are both crying at dinner, at Dorinda's birthday dinner in the Berkshires. But we pick up with an apology. Bethany kind of, after she shuts Heather down and refuses to, like, take her hand and go in the other room and talk, she goes over to Heather, apologizes, hugs her to try to squash the whole thing, and then sits back down. Then she's upset that everyone seems to be talking about her right in front of her face. What's your take on what was really being said on that side of the table and the whole scenario?
Like, how are they not going to talk about what just happened? Like, they're going to make some little comments. Like, you can't be so sensitive that you're like, I heard what you said after you caused the scene. Like, they're going to talk about it a little bit before they go on to acting normal. So it was, you got to get over that. You have to expect that. And I did not see this coming. If you told me last week that the Berkshires would continue with them hugging, I would be like, what? Mm-hmm. Bethany got up and went over and hugged? No way.
Yeah.
I did not see that coming.
That was a nice, it was nice. Sometimes I think we see a really tough side of Bethany. So sometimes when she breaks down and becomes emotional, like she did with Heather, or Carol in the furniture store that day, she becomes more real to all of us and not this like rough woman sometimes that she can be viewed as. And I think it's just because she's strong and she's been hurt. But it's nice to see a softer side of her and to see her apologize.
Yes.
I do agree, though. As a polite, respectful woman, I would excuse myself from the table and do what Dorinda, Heather, and Kristen did. Okay, when Dorinda went to go fix the fire in the other room and they were all in there talking about it, fine. I would not bring it up at the dinner table after you just have fixed this. That is only going to make things worse.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was Bethany, I would have been annoyed, too.
Yeah. Me too, because I feel like I am one of those people who's constantly thinks people are talking about me when they aren't. I don't know. I just always like this weird fear I have that anytime anyone's talking not to me, they're talking about me. I don't know what that stems from. I'm probably a very damaged person.
Dr. Fran,
I don't realize. I know. Let's get Dr. Fran in here. But man, if I saw people immediately start talking about that I just tried to squash it with you right in front of me, I'd be like, hey, shut up, I'm right here, which is exactly what Bethany did. And then he thought it was interesting when they all split up into the separate rooms and started talking about what had just happened right away. I thought it was interesting to hear Bethany say, oh, I was just like fake hugging her to squash it. And, you know, Heather in the other room being like, I'm going to get my Scully on she knows. Do you think that they really kind of squashed it, or it just was so in the moment that no.
Obviously not, but then I think they did later, see later. I think that was more genuine, that they were like, let's just drop it. But in that moment, I think they were still too heated.
Yeah,
I agree.
They didn't really mean
100%
it.
With Vern. I think it was just too much at that present moment to really, like, be able to let it go and just completely, like, let it go during the dinner, but still be frustrated with one another because they were both annoyed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I was happy for Heather, actually, because last week I was like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. You're making a fool of yourself. So I'm glad she kind of got that kind of closure.
Took
a step back, got that closure, and because she was probably embarrassed watching it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, Fernie, do you have some words for us about Podcast One?
I do. So on podcastone.com, they're having a listener survey, and it would be very helpful if you would go to podcastone.com and take the listener survey. It'll only take a couple of minutes, but it'll be so helpful to us. Let us know what you think of the show, how we're doing, and really help us to get to know you. It's extremely helpful to us, and we would so appreciate it. It only takes a couple of minutes, so if you could go to podcastone.com and take the listener survey, we'll love you forever.
We will.
And ever and ever.
But it's awesome, because that way we get to hear your feedback, and we can make the show more tailored to you guys and what you want to hear and do and see. And, you know, we try to get as many people in here from the show as we can, but we'd also love to hear what else you want to see and hear from us.
We love your tweets and comments.
Yes.
So keep them coming,
and let's keep them coming, too. Let's do everyone's Twitter really quick, just so that if anybody wants to tweet us right now. Guys, I'm at Megan Stecker, as always. Fern.
I'm at Fern Rone.
And I'm at Lindsay Wagner. Make sure that you guys are using the hashtag ABTV, RHONY, so that we can keep up with everything you're telling us, too.
That's right. And Sonia is at Bethany's Brand Summit, speaking of where everyone's at.
Yeah.
So we got to see, so sweet of Bethany. She is holding this, it looks like a very important, one of those, like, strict boardroom meetings that makes you nervous, that, like, you're going in all day knowing that, like, it's like an 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. kind of a day, and you're going to have these really scheduled short meal breaks, and everything's catered, and it's like, we're getting down to business today. Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of water bottles and plenty of coffee, and, like, we're getting done in the nitty-gritty. And in Walt, first of all, we all thought Bethany looked so amazing in that dress.
Amazing. Loved
it. Tailored to perfection for her body.
And it matched her brand coloring, red, black, and white.
I was like, she looks like a business person.
That's why.
Yeah, I was like, she looks like the skinny girl today.
Yes.
So cute. And in Walt's is Sonia, to get a taste of what it's like to do big business and hear all about what it's like to run multiple brands. And I thought that was so sweet of Bethany.
So nice.
What did you guys think?
So nice. People are so hard on Sonia. She's a mess. She's this. She's not focused. I've said it on the show that, you know, I want to be friends with her and I want to hang out with her, but I don't know if I'd want to go into business with her. But she's great, but, you know, people have so much to say about how she runs her business. And Bethany just wants to help her, doesn't, you know, isn't, has no other intentions than you can learn from this, because I failed too. I failed a million times before I made it. Like most successful people, Michael Jordan said the same thing. Mm-hmm. I, you know, failed more than I made it. And that's how you become a success. And she genuinely wants to help Sonia. I thought it was so sweet.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was really, really nice too. But I have to admit that I thought that Sonia was going to screw it up somehow and say something really like,
we thought she
stupid.
Did.
Stupid. Yeah. But she didn't. She held it together. She looked a little bored. But she held it together. And I think it was really nice for her to kind of see how it actually works, mm-hmm. how the business mm-hmm. works, and see all these people working together as one to build this mm-hmm. brand mm-hmm. and whatever it takes, and being aware of the consumer and everything. Right. And I don't think, maybe she wasn't aware of that, or maybe the people she's working with weren't making her aware of that. So this, I feel like, is going to benefit her so much more yeah. in her own business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We thought that she screwed up when they said, you know, do you have anything good to say? Because they were going through all of the grievances mm-hmm. and nobody had anything to say. And then Sonia was like, Bethany looked great last night in her bustier or whatever.
Oh,
like,
yes.
What is she talking about?
And it was
about?
Actually a plus.
But yeah, you pointed out that's her
that
line.
It was about her shapewear yeah. line. Yeah. You both were like, oh my God, what is she talking about Bethany? Sonia's crazy. And I'm like, I think she's referring to the shapewear line that Bethany's like rocks under her blazers.
Right.
That's one of her skinny girl brands.
Yes. Thank goodness.
Yes.
I can't remember the question it was that Sonia asked. When she was like, Sonia, do you want to ask them anything? And I can't remember the question that she asked them, but I was thinking, like, is this actually something Sonia needs to know? Is she just trying to sound smart? You know, either way, I think I would have felt, if I were Sonia, I would have felt very just overwhelmed. Yeah, yeah, it was like a big, serious meeting. And Bethany's like, come in, learn from my people. And you're like, I don't really know what I'm doing here. So I thought she held her own.
Yeah, she did. I think it seemed like she learned a lot. She was so grateful and she was taking notes.
I thought it was really funny at the end that Bethany was like, why is Skinny Girl Sweetener not on the coffee bar? The competitor sweeteners. I think that's a big screw up too.
Major.
Because look, I come from a catering and waiting on tables background. I feel like that's like an easy detail that when you're like arriving to the meeting, the coffee bar is the first thing right there, right in your face. Right. You know, you all got coffee when you walked in. Right. Why did no one say, where's our samples of the sweetener? We got to put them on the table.
Right? It's like serving Pepsi at a Coke convention.
Oh, gosh.
I think you're exactly right.
I mean, if the competitor's sweetener is not on the table.
Yeah, it's not good.
Not good. Okay. So that was a little kind of a short thing that we did on the show. But let's talk about Dance Battle America. If you guys haven't seen on Instagram, our creator at AfterBuzz here, Maria Menounos, who is also on E! I'm sure you all know that. She has been doing this really fun thing with Julianne Hough over Instagram for a few years now, where during the holidays, they do these fun little dance battles back and forth to each other. And it's gotten so big and so fun that some celebs have joined in, like, of course, her brother Derek Hough, Kate Hudson joined mm-hmm. in. I think it was over Thanksgiving. It was mm-hmm. so cool. And Amber Riley, she's so sweet, from Glee. I met her at the Topanga Mall, and she couldn't have been nicer. I was, fanning out, like, ah! But she's so nice. She joined in. So it's so exciting because now this is being made into a show for ABC. Excuse me. ABC. So now everybody can have a chance to do your own dance battle on TV. So you can get flown out here to LA. If you want to go to www.dancebattleamericacasting.com, that's where all the information is going to be about how to submit your video. Go ahead and post your video on social media, hashtag it with DanceBattleABC, and that way you can get your chance. You're going to be able to enter yourself to be on the show and dance battle it off. Dance Battle America! It's coming to ABC, so super exciting. We're super excited about
that. It's amazing that turned into a television show.
I know. Isn't social media amazing?
Yeah, right?
So cool.
And don't be surprised if you see a Housewives interpretive dance. We have a professional dancer right here.
No, but Ashley, one of our co-hosts, does a lot of dance battle stuff. So I'm sure if you guys have seen Maria's Instagram and stuff, you probably recognize a couple of hosts on there. So
nice.
It's so cool. Yeah, if you guys want to go look that up on Maria's Instagram, Ashley's in all the videos. So, and Ashley will be back next week. She's actually doing a fun, gig today. So miss you, Ashley. We'll see you next week. Speaking of missing each other, Ramona was happy to have Avery home from school. They had a fun little conversation when Avery first got in the car. She's like, Mom, I can't go to dinner. I got to do my paper. I related to this back in college when you would have all your final projects and your finals at the same time. So it'd be like you kind of cruise along throughout the semester and then everything's all in one week. All five classes have like a giant paper and a final. Mm-hmm. So I got it that it was like the last thing she had to do. And she said, I met this really cute boy on the train and he's from his school. We just started talking. I thought it was adorable that Ramona's in the frame of meeting men, frame of mind where it's all about the boys. And she's like, well, it's more important to talk to a cute boy.
Then finish your paper that's due tonight. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Adorable. So then we flash forward to a cute scene. Well, I don't want to say cute. A serious moment between the two of them talking about Mario. And Ramona just wanted to be honest with her and explain, like, your father's been pursuing me again. Did you know that? And I thought that it was just such an honest grown-up conversation between the two of them. And I thought it was very touching to see that on camera, especially because Ramona, to me, can come off a little harsh sometimes. That it was nice to see this really gentle, quiet side of her, I think. What did you guys think of that conversation?
I thought that Avery was the more mature one, that everything that was coming out of Avery's mouth was so mature, so thought out, so, you know, reasonable. I was like, she's such a great kid, and she's you know, the way she's handling this is so mature. And Ramona, I think she was, you know, she was doing her part, and it was a good conversation between mom and daughter going through a difficult time. But I was just laughing that Ramona was like in her talking head, I don't say anything bad about Avery's dad. And then you cut to, he's not a very happy person, your father. Oh, Ramona. But it was a good conversation. Avery, she should be so proud of her because she's so mature and handling it so well. So I hope it wasn't just, I'm sure it wasn't just for the cameras. I think she seems like a genuinely smart, good kid.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've just seen her grow up through these past seven seasons. I mean, she is like a young woman. And so the fact that she can come back and be so honest and really give Ramona some good, genuine advice too. I mean, because obviously, like, Avery just wants her mom to be happy, whether they're together or not. And I think, especially since she had taken that break from talking to Mario for as long as she did, you know, her dad and stuff, and then coming back and being like, okay, we're opening the lines of communication again. I just think that she's being really fair about everything she's saying.
So fair.
So, props to Avery.
Yeah.
It's adorable to see them, like, just come together, agree on it, and, like, be so adult. Being not so adult, maybe, all of the things talked about over dinner at the steakhouse. So we're doing another dinner scene with a lot of the ladies, which I love these because I feel like so much happens and so much gets hashed out or stirred up at these dinners. And there's just so much getting together this season. Mm-hmm. I love it. I don't know why they keep saying Bethany doesn't come to anything. She's in everything.
Yeah.
Bethany's at dinner with Ramona. They're waiting for Dorinda and Carol to come. So I think like the first conversation that I really thought something was getting stirred up was Carol comes in, everyone says, oh, hey, you know, of course we're talking about what happened with Heather and the Berkshires. And Carol immediately starts defending Heather. Mm-hmm. Where did you think that was going? A good place or a bad place?
I didn't know where it was going, but I was like, thank you, Carol. Like, I just love Carol to death. It makes me love her even more that she's such a good friend that she's like, they're talking about my friend behind my back, and I'm not going to allow it. Like, I'm not going to sit here. I'm going to defend her. So I was just like, Carol's awesome. She's awesome. I didn't think it was going to blow up because Carol's so calm. And I think it was just perfect the way she handled it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think she handled that right because to bring it up and say, hey, this is how she was feeling. But then for Bethany to kind of shut her down. And we've seen Bethany shut down Heather previously when she was like, oh, that doesn't interest me. I don't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. In this situation, she's like, well, I'm not going to, like, I don't agree with you. But then Carol not getting into it and going, I said my piece. Mm-hmm. I did my duty as a good friend. Mm-hmm. Mentioned something. All right, then that's, if they're going to do it, whatever. And I think at that moment, it kind of nips it in the bud so it doesn't get talked about again anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. It was perfect.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of being at a steakhouse, it smells like steak and mashed potatoes in the studio right now. Oh, my God.
I'm like, what did they order? What did they order?
It smells so good. It's totally distracting. But I think I was shocked to see yet again Bethany say, like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to talk about this, like you were saying, Lindsay. Mm-hmm. Like, at first in the season when this was first happening, I was like, wow, that's so immature of Bethany to, like, shut down what could get in. Could become a crazy situation. But now it's like, whenever it benefits her to shut it down, she just wants to shut everything down all the time.
She wants to control the situation.
Yeah. And it's like, we're rarely seeing her engage in any sort of conflict resolution.
Yeah, like when she was saying, I don't want to talk about it at, you know, I'm so out there, I don't want to be out there anymore at the dinner in the Berkshires, I was like, you're on the Housewives.
Right,
you're
right,
out there.
You've got a brand that spans how many different states and is all over, like, you are out there.
Yeah.
But then you see her kind of joking with Ramona when they first sat down, and Ramona's like, are there men here? I was looking for men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why aren't there men? And Bethany's like, oh, I thought this place, and she's like, I didn't even see that text message. We can go wherever you want. So she is open, but I think you have to approach her in the right way, mm-hmm. because I could even see if I was Bethany and I was out with a girlfriend and I had missed that text, I would kind of be a little bit offended. I'd be like, I picked a place for us. I'm not worried about meeting men. I'm meeting you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm hanging out with you. You're my girlfriend. Like, if we talk about, hey, tonight's like a night, let's go out and meet guys or let's go out and find dates.
Right.
One thing. But to go, they had talked about dinner. It just felt a little strange. Mm-hmm. That Ramona would make such a big deal about it.
Right. Bethany's probably like, do you want to have a night with me?
Well, she was wearing black. She wasn't wearing Ramona blue because hashtag you can't claim a color.
Oh!
Sorry, I had to bring that back in because that's my favorite hashtag. You can't claim a color. That's a good
one. I really like that Avery really was like, Mom, shut up. You cannot claim a color.
Sorry.
I love that, like, your daughter's the one person on earth that can be so honest with you that you can't get so offended. She's like, Mom, shut up. You can't claim that blue.
I'm sorry, I had to bring that up. I loved it too much.
Yeah.
It was adorable. A good one. Hashtag can't claim a color. Ramona was as randy as she's been. It's funny to see this roller coaster of her, like, being demure some evenings, but then another night it's like they're just trying to have a dinner with the girls and she wants to meet men. They're supposed to be having dinner together, but she wants to be meeting men and she's wearing her little, like, scantily clad little tank top. So she's horrified that the conversation leads into having a three-way with two women, one man. Do we think that she's faking how offended she is? Or?
I don't think so. I think she's really like, I was married for 25 years. I'm Catholic. I'm not into this. And, like, it makes her uncomfortable. Which, like, I don't think it's because she's old. I'm like, I'm with you, Sonia. Like, I think it's like, all right. Like, I could see how it makes her uncomfortable a little bit.
I think it's one of two things. Either she really is truly uncomfortable by it, or she's shy, like she was last week in the Berkshires, when they were talking to her, well, tell us about your date, and she all of a sudden was, like, clamming up about it and didn't want to talk about it. But maybe when you get her off camera, you talk about it. I mean, there are certain things I'm not going to say around certain people because I wouldn't want my family to think bad things, but I'm going to talk to my girlfriends about it and be like, hey, this is what happened.
Like, and I think she's, like, a little judgmental, maybe.
Yeah.
So I think she wants to be cool and wants to have fun and wants to have funny conversations. But when it gets to things that really she's like, I can't relate to this, I think she's also a little judgmental and she doesn't know how to handle it.
And I think also as she's maybe, I don't know, I feel like I'm more open to talking about weird stuff like that now than I was 10 years ago. I would have been like, oh my God, you guys.
Right.
And I would have, like, hit and been like the nerdy girl, like, hiding and like, oh my God, are we really talking about that right now? That's would have been me.
Right.
So maybe because she is recently single and that was something that would never have come up in her relationship with Mario, this is brand new information to her.
Yeah. Right. I think maybe, yeah, she's been on lockdown with one man for so long, and, like, back in the day when she was catting around town, this was not something widely talked about.
Right.
Well, there you go. I don't mean, but wasn't she living in Manhattan in the 70s? Like, come on.
And then Mario got together, I thought, oh, wait, no, was she older when she married Mario?
She was, like, in her late 30s when she married Mario.
Was she?
So she was, like, out and about, single in New York in the 80s and 90s, I think.
Uh-oh.
I'm pretty sure. In the 80s, definitely, which, you know, things were going on. But she didn't participate, and she doesn't, it makes her uncomfortable. I don't know. I think it's funny because she's Ramona, and she's so opinionated, and she's so And then they talk about
that. And she clams up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It's so funny. I like that Kristen pointed that out last week.
Yes. And Carol is so open.
I know how Carol was like, I just can't with you. She's censored herself from saying a prude, but that's exactly what she meant.
Yes, totally. Mm-hmm. But I think it's funny, like, Jackie O is probably rolling over in her grave, like, clutching her pearls, like, look at my nephew's wife talking about this on national television. Like, you never know.
Never know.
It's surprising that she's so...
Never know what Jackie was into either.
Yeah, that's true.
That randy husband of his. Okay. So from that get-together, we go to another get-together with all the ladies there. So Ramona wants to hold, like, a fun, like, Christmas-timey night out. I'm not sure if it was Christmas or not, but everything's had Christmas decorations on it the past couple episodes.
Yeah.
So I guess it's maybe the holidays leading up to Christmas. Restaurant's decorated beautiful. All the ladies are dressed to the nines at the AOA. And Bethany and Ramona are the first two to kind of start having a serious conversation. There's a lot of like, hi. Kristen's feeling boxed out, so she goes over to the bar and is doing her own thing. But Bethany and Ramona have a conversation where they agree on why they're uncomfortable around Heather, which is that they think that she's disingenuous, that her eyes are saying one thing and her mouth is saying another. Was this kind of like a revelation for you both about why Bethany's been so standoffish?
No, I think she just doesn't like Heather.
Okay.
I think she just rubs her the wrong way, and I think they were trying to figure it out, but I don't know if they got to the answer.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that they both have kind of felt like this, and maybe they're realizing they both agree they have the same feelings about it, but I think Bethany realized that a while back and just didn't know how to approach it.
Okay. I loved this moment because it made so much sense to me, finally, why Bethany has been so rude to Heather. It's kind of like, I know she didn't like her, I just couldn't figure out why.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that she's like, you know what, her eyes are saying one thing and her mouth is saying another. And
yeah.
I kind of felt like, I don't know if Ramona felt the same way. Ramona felt to me like she was jumping on the bandwagon
just
or something.
Agree with Bethany.
But it's not, I mean, for me, it was like a relief to be like, okay, finally, we can pinpoint like what Bethany's problem is, because it's been constant, like, I don't like you, I don't want to talk about this, let's shut it down, you know?
Yeah.
I just want the wall up. Get off my jock. I've been saying get off my jock to everyone, like, as a joke. But I love that Bethany kind of has coined that.
I guess it's interesting, like, the two people Bethany doesn't connect with are Kristen and Heather.
Mm-hmm.
And the two people she really likes are Carol and Dorinda. And Dorinda mm-hmm. seems very, like, straightforward, very direct.
Self-assured.
Does Carol seem like that? I guess she's just, like, a little self-assured, too. Yeah.
She's definitely not into the gossip. What were you going to say, Lindsay?
Well, I was going to say that Heather is straightforward, though, too.
Yeah.
But maybe in more of, I think Bethany said this, in more of an insecure way, though.
Mm-hmm.
Where she's still nurturing and stuff. And Carol, like we said, when she came to the first dinner, like, it was like, hey, guys. It wasn't even like, hi, how are you, or a hug or anything.
Right.
Carol just walks in and sits down. Where most of the women
right,
when they see each other are kissing or greeting each other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Heather is very straightforward as well. It's just in a different way where we saw tonight in the episode, Dorinda completely, like, jump out of the drama. She's like, oh, saw this going on here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Peace.
So while Kristen is feeling boxed out over near the bar, Carol joins her. And Carol decides to tell her, I thought this was such a bad move. Carol tells her, oh, hey, by the way, I happened to be talking to Bethany the other day, and she told me that you were dumb for not trademarking Pop of Color. Wow. Go ahead, Erin.
Oh.
No, go ahead. I was going to say,
I think the producers probably put her up to that because I think Carol's smarter than that, a better friend than that. The producers must have said, like, you have to say this.
Push this.
I'm not sure.
Right?
It just seemed so out of character for her.
Right, didn't it?
I mean, we see them at the Pop of Color, like, meeting earlier in the episode.
Right.
And Carol's being super fun about naming the nail polish colors and being silly about it, naming them after men or sexual, like, innuendos and stuff. And we see Jacqueline, who is actually here in here with Kristen. So I think Carol was probably really excited about this. So when she saw Bethany, probably was like, oh, I was with Kristen this week at her Pop of Color meeting, and probably really excited to tell her about it. And Bethany kind of came back and shot it down. Or I'm assuming that's kind of how it came. Yeah. So Kristen then felt like she had to tell, Carol felt like she had to tell Kristen what happened. Mm-hmm. And
the scene never got shown.
The scene didn't get shown, or like we said, the producers kind of pushed her to do this.
Yeah, you're so right.
I thought that was interesting. Maybe you're right about the producers getting involved, because I thought it was interesting that sometimes when they're not going to show a whole scene, they'll show just those words in kind of like a gray scale. You know, they change the color of it, and it's just the quick blurb.
Yeah.
We didn't get to see any of that to prove whether or not what got said, and we know that Bethany, so let's jump forward to Kristen finally gets her turn to talk to Bethany about it. And Bethany completely just walks away from the conversation. There was no, yes, I said that. There was no, go screw yourself. I didn't say that. Which you would expect either reaction maybe from Bethany, because she's usually so honest. And she jumps up and is like, no, I'm out of here. Ugh, I have to find Heather.
Caught red-handed. You obviously had nothing to say to her saying you Googled it, and why are you Googling me? Why are you so,
Right.
Just own up to it, or say why you did it, or something. It was so unlike Bethany. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, I'm out of here. I was like, she obviously did it.
So you think she obviously did it. What do you think, Lindsay?
I think she probably did it too. But she had already had this situation with Heather she was trying to deal with, and then Luann. And so I felt like it was just like everyone's coming at you like, who said it Danielle said it in Real Housewives of New Jersey. One at a time. Remember, because they're all like attacking her.
Yeah.
And Bethany actually stayed calm enough to not have to like yell, but just walked away from a situation because I totally agree with you. I think she felt guilty, and she's like, I can't deal with this right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I loved Kristen's eye makeup, so I'm going to say that. But, because I'm going to say that she should not have approached Bethany at the party. Wait till you're in, like, go set up a coffee meeting, sit down and talk about it, let Bethany tell you why she did this. You can listen. You can be like, hey, I appreciate your business, like, woman savvy and how successful you are, and I would love your help with this. I'm not going to take this as a complete dig against me. I'm going to take this as maybe you can give me some advice.
Totally. It would have been so much more fruitful.
Just would have been way better approach. Mm-hmm. So I just wish she would have waited, but that would not be drama.
Right.
And that would not be Housewives then.
Right.
I actually felt very bad for Kristen in this moment, and I'm 50-50 on what really happened and what exactly got said.
Yeah.
Because maybe Carol kind of twisted the words a little, making it sound a little worse than it was. I'm not sure. But I say, like, Kristen's pretty ballsy for saying, hey, Bethany, I heard you were talking and sizzle about me.
And waiting around and, like, stalking her around.
Right, It was kind of unfortunate that she broke into the conversation with Luann. Yeah. So I know, Fern, last week you were like, I'm so excited to find out, what Bethany's talking about. Like, don't deliver these things in pretty little packages. So what did you think about Bethany getting so upset over Luann just asking if she was okay?
Because she didn't just ask if she was okay. She, she was, like, defending Heather, and it pissed Bethany off. Mm-hmm. So Bethany's like, don't deliver. I like that, the pretty little package line. So yeah, I mean, I thought she like came up not really asking her, are you okay, but asking like, why didn't you take Heather's help if she's trying to help you? Like, you're obviously upset about something else. Everyone wants a scene with Bethany because they know it's gonna give them a storyline.
Well, I loved Bethany's like response back, and she was like, the baby's in the bassinet, best feed the baby, keep feeding the baby. Like, I was like, it was so much, but it was so, like, brilliant and so true. Because it was right. I mean, I get it. Luann comes up and is like, just want to make sure you're okay. But it's like an I'm sorry, but. Well, then you're not really apologizing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're making an excuse.
Right.
And sometimes there is room for an I'm sorry, but.
Mm-hmm.
But in this situation, it was, Bethany was spot on saying that your delivery is poor form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Luann has a lot of those, doesn't she? Like how are you doing since that? Well, you should have. Kind of a.
Yeah.
I feel like I get that a lot from Luann.
Yeah. She's like counseling people on how they should.
Well, the etiquette as Miss Manners, what should have happened was. All right, so I guess Luann and Bethany kind of resolve that.
Seems like they giggle about it.
Kristen and Bethany step aside. That doesn't work out so well. Bethany walks right away. She goes to do her initial, you know, thing she had on her mind was to go talk to Heather. I want to talk to Heather. So Bethany's actually ready with an apology for a second time. And I think this one was the genuine one.
I think
one.
So, too.
What did you think of that moment between them?
I thought it was genuine. And I think, I don't know if it would have happened if she hadn't had the fight with Heather, but I think she might have been like, I can't win this one, so let me, like, walk out of here with one positive, like, fire extinguished. I thought it was genuine.
I thought it was genuine, and it seems like they have a little truce. And it also seemed like, for once, Heather took a little bit of a step back and said,
yes.
I'm going to let you come to me. And then Bethany was like, well, I want to hug you. This is all that we've been saying. It's just, Heather, take a step back. Heather, you're a strong, amazing woman. She's fantastic. She's got a great family. They go through their own stuff because of her son having the...
Oh, my God,
So she's a strong, wonderful woman. Who cares if you're not friends with Bethany?
Exactly.
Who cares? But this situation, great for her to just be like, I'm going to let you do your own thing, and when you're ready, then you can come to me. That's just the way that she needs to deal with Bethany. The sooner that she figured that out, I think the better that their relationship is going to be, because we hear Bethany say, actually, there's a lot of things I like about Heather.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice to hear?
Yes. Yeah. I never thought I'd see that coming.
I know. I wrote down, she's like, I think I genuinely like her. And I was like, what?
Since
after
when?
All this? All right. But it's weird. It's probably that power dance between the two of them where the second Heather backed off, it's like Bethany's like, well, I don't want her not pursuing me. Maybe I like her. I like her. It's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that I see like a weird like power dance between them, and it's not so much a friendship, but let's hope that they can get along in the same room next week.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I totally glossed over the pop of color meeting.
Your nails are great.
Thanks. It's not like pop of color, but Kristen sent us some pop of color and we'll wear it.
Yes.
We're hoping Kristen will come back later this summer. She's got a meeting here in LA, so hopefully we'll be bringing that to you and we can all wear our pop of color.
Yeah.
But how funny was that meeting? Oh, what did you guys think of Carol's whole thing? Was that she wanted all of the polish names to be centered around sexual things.
And, what did she say?
And Kristen's like a Ramona, like she's like
she prudish, does the gagging. She's like,
she's like, I'm thinking date night. She's a romantic, and Carol's like, what?
What did you think, Linz?
I just thought it was like typical Carol, like she has like no filter, but it's like endearing. You love her for it.
Yeah.
I'm a Carol fan, so. Mm-hmm.
How can anyone not be? I mean, I guess there are non-Carol fans, but she's like a calm Bethany. She's funny and smart.
Just like funny comic relief. And I'm so happy for Kristen. Like, I'm so happy for all of them starting their own businesses.
Yeah.
And it just makes you feel like strong and powerful.
Inspired.
And like, I'm doing my own thing. I think Kristen has such a great brand with like the fashion and the nail polish and stuff. So hopefully we see you again, Kristen. Can't wait. All right, girls, did I miss anything else?
I think we covered it.
We did. Fabulous. Why don't we get into predictions for next week?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Alrighty. Who wants to go first? I'm the worst.
I'm the worst.
All right, I'll do some predictions. So I believe that Sonia mentions going to Turks and Caicos. So I think that's where our big, usually they do like a trip. So I think that's where their big trip is going to be. We're going to see a ton of drama coming from the trip. It always seems to happen. That's when the whole Kelly Ben Simone thing happened with Bethany and her years ago when they went on their trip and stuff. So I feel like that's going to bring lots of drama. I love that Sonia's planning it because we really, the past couple episodes, haven't seen a whole lot of Sonia. So I think her planning this will bring her back centrally again. And I think Ramona confronting Kristen about the situation with Bethany is just going to make Kristen feel even more of an outsider. And we also haven't seen her a whole lot in the season so far. It's been very little bits and pieces. And I love seeing Kristen. So I think that could be bad, and that Bethany and Ramona could kind of gang up on her a little bit. And Kristen may be pushed out, because if Bethany's repairing her relationship with Heather, then that leaves Kristen on the outside.
So I predict Heather coming to Kristen's defense.
Okay.
That's how I see it all playing out.
Wow, I like that, Fern. Wow, I don't know. I just think that Kristen is not going to take it lightly that Ramona calls her dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Enough with the dumb pretty thing. Enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really rude, though.
It is.
So rude.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe Ramona's got a lot of Ramona Pino in her veins next week when she says that, but we'll have to stick around to find out. I also am looking forward to the conversation between Carol and Bethany when Carol's like, I had a sex dream about you. Yeah. Kind of continuing on, like, the mm-hmm. whole conversation tonight about maybe I want to be a lesbian now. I'm over men and freeways. And so that'll be fun. Gosh, I don't know what else. Maybe we'll get to see them heading to Turks and Caicos next week.
Or
maybe
I love when they have trips. It's always crazy.
It's exciting. Well, it looks like something goes down between Kristen and Bethany, mm-hmm. too. That she's saying you haven't cleared, you know, I guess it's mm-hmm. something where Bethany can't make it to something and Kristen's upset because she's already cleared her schedule. So rounds 5 or 6 with those two. Mm-hmm. Alrighty, guys. Where can we find you online?
You guys, this is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. That's LindseyWegner, or my blog, lindseywegner.blogspot.com.
Fern Ronay here. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fern Ronay, FernRonay.
And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Megan Stecher. It's MeganStecher. That's all for this week. Can't wait for next week. Hopefully Ashley will be back. And who knows, maybe we could try to get Dr. Fran in here again. Okay. All right, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.